You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. Happy Wednesday. It is super exciting out here with all of the energy shifts. I know we talk about this every week, but it is going to be intense. So make sure you're drinking your water and resting a lot. So today, I really kind of want to cover a few things. In my younger years, I was a very negative person. It took me a long time to learn to be positive. And, you know, I've always been in the spiritual world, but being in the spiritual world didn't always mean I was positive. So I actually used to, you know, gossip a lot and start drama and complain a lot. And it actually took my friend Portia to give me a book called The Secret. And if you've ever read that, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, please go get yourself a copy of that. But when I started to learn how to change the power of my mind from negative to positive, how to change my words from negative to positive, and my emotion from negative to positive, my life started to shift. And I started to easily more manifest good things and miracles coming into my life. But it did take me quite a while to get the hang of, you know, not complaining anymore and not talking about other people. But as I was like continuing on with my manifesting and my positivity, I actually had learned that if you have any like PTSD, any PTSD, especially from your childhood, it could actually prevent you from manifesting easily or even manifesting the way that they actually teach us to manifest, right? Because manifesting is we're thinking about it, we're feeling it, we're getting those emotions going, and then, you know, receiving it, right? So a lot of us can think about it, we can feel really good about it. And then when the time comes to receive, we're like, whoa, what happened? How come I didn't get that? Or how come it was right there and it slipped through my fingers? And I kind of want to go into that tonight. So I actually had learned that with PTSD or any childhood PTSD, your nervous system is going all the time. And when your nervous system is shot and we do not feel safe, it actually prevents us from manifesting the way they teach us. Because if you have had PTSD from childhood, your nervous system is shot because you don't feel safe, or you never have felt safe, or you cannot imagine a happy, maybe like a happy ending per se, because we were never taught how to have happy endings. We always had to be aware and alert of the next thing. Today, I want to teach you how to regulate your nervous system quickly, easily, not only to calm yourself down, but to actually manifest and learn how to receive what you're asking for. I'm going to put a pause on that for just a moment. I have a caller. I believe it was Christine from Hawaii. Is that what I seen pop up?
It is.
Sometimes I can't catch that fast enough. Okay, Christine, how are you doing today?
Good. What you're talking about is something that I have pre-verbal drama. And I've manifested like autoimmune diseases and definitely chronic tension. I'll be there in a couple minutes.
Say that again, please.
So chronic tension and autoimmune.
And when you're saying autoimmune, which kind of autoimmune, or is it just chronic tension that's autoimmune?
Lupus, mast cell activation syndrome, and histamine intolerance. Hashimoto's.
Okay. I'm just kind of writing all this down so I can keep notes, okay? Because that is a lot of stuff that you've got going on there. I just want to tell you, while you're telling me this, I want you to know, I've actually studied with 7 natural doctors all around the world throughout my career. I've studied a lot of holistic health, and I have worked with a natural doctor in Canada for 2 years. I'm still part of his groups and see his stuff. He actually has, I have to be very careful how I say this. He actually has supplements that relieve every single one of those down to a cellular level. So please know that there is hope. Okay. There is people that actually work with this kind of thing and put every one of those into remission is how I'm going to say that on the air. Okay. Please feel free to find me on Facebook.
What's your name?
My name is Jenali, Jenali.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then my last name on Facebook is Wynn, W-I-N-N. Oh, yeah.
W-I-N-N,
can you see?
Wynn.
Are you watching me, y'all?
You're breaking up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you watching me at all, or are you just listening to me right now?
Just listening.
Okay. Yes. Please find me on Facebook and I can give you a little bit more information about that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. What is your question for me tonight?
You just answered it.
Okay. Well, I would like to kind of go into more of that too, because this is one of my favorite things to talk about is holistic health. But there's always an emotional or energetic symptom that goes along with the physical stuff. So even though there's physical things we can do, it will always come down to emotional health as well. When we're talking about Hashimoto's, especially the Hashimoto's, that's more of like, where did you feel like you could not use your voice? Have you happened to do any inner child work at all?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel like it's been beneficial to you that you've done it frequently enough that you've got everything out, or is there some more work that you could do?
Well, some of the stuff is subconscious, so it's hard to get to that when it's preverbal, right? So
yes. Can you describe to me, when you're doing your inner child stuff, can you describe to me what it is that you're doing? So maybe I can assist you with some of that. Christine, are you there? Okay. I was wondering because I heard that beep. So, okay. While we are waiting for her to come back on, I can still see her name. So hopefully she pops back on. While we are waiting for her to come back on, I would like to continue with this because this is so important. Again, when we have childhood trauma, what we really need is to feel safe. We cannot imagine having that happy ending because we were never taught how to have that happy ending. So one of the key tricks here is how to do some inner child work, as well as learn to regulate your nervous system. Also, the next interesting thing that I had found is that I was so close to so many of the things that I had hoped and prayed and manifested for, yet it slipped through my fingers. Well, come to find out through all of my studies, when you have a nervous system that is shot, when you're in fight or flight all the time, you cannot receive, right? You cannot receive. So we're asking for lots of coin and currency. We're asking for better jobs. We're asking for the love of our life. Yet we want those things and it never comes. How come? Because the nervous system is holding us back. Is holding us back from receiving that because it almost freaks us out. It almost is more like, I really want that, but I don't believe I can have that. And there's this inner conflict in our nervous system, in our bodies, and our minds. And so we're actually pushing that away. So today, I really want to talk about some of the easiest techniques that I have ever found to start regulating your system, your nervous system, instantaneously or very quickly, things that you can do, you know, while you're driving. I say this frequently, while you're in the shower, while you're going to the bathroom, like it really doesn't matter. what matters is that we're taking the time, we're creating the time, we're finding the time. Okay. So this one's really interesting. Okay, we're going to teach this one and then we'll get to Jenny. And the first one is just a hum, like, or however you want to do it, right? I know that sounds like we're monks. They teach us to be monks, but it actually stimulates the vagus nerve back here. And the vagus nerve loves humming. It loves the vibration. And so just humming allows your whole nervous system to start balancing out. I'm just touching mine. If you can see, that's already relaxing me. So just humming. And we can do that all day, probably wherever we're at. Okay, let's take Jenny from Nebraska.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm okay.
me too. Thank you for asking.
What's that?
I said, I'm doing good too. Thank you for asking.
Sorry, it was hard to hear you there for a minute. I'm not sure I don't know why I get so nervous when I call. You guys are like the best people ever. It's
do
like
you
when
know
you get
what?
Pulled over for a speeding ticket or something.
I get nervous every single time I do this because I have had a fear of being recorded my whole life. And I had to learn to overcome that fear every Wednesday. So I know what you're going through.
I'm sorry.
I just said, are you having a hard time hearing me?
It was just cutting out a little bit, but I think I don't know. It's okay. I've been watching you, I think the last 2 weeks. I love your energy. I was just wondering, I've been working on my, my shadow work. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Healing myself, you know, and trying to get past like childhood things, you know, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm just hoping maybe this year, I know you'd probably get the slot. Is this year going to be better than last? But like the last 9 years have been just horrid. And so I hope every year is going to be better.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can see that or, I'm sorry.
Can you please tell me your full birthday so I can grab your energy?
March 4th, 1968.
1958 or 1968? 68.
68. Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tuning in really quickly. There's a few things that I want to check for you, but they're on my phone and that's what I'm using right now to do this broadcast. Mm-hmm. So I can't just grab it really quickly. So I'm just going to tune into the energy. When you're telling me the last 9 years have been negative, right. What are some things
and
that you're going
through? I try
through?
To stay positive, but I'm sorry.
What are some of the things that you're going through?
Well, I'm an empty nester now, you know, and that's always hard, you know, when your last kid grows up. But I look at that in a positive light because then I did my job right if she's doing well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
But some things that have happened, I guess, physically and mentally to me, I'm trying really hard to get past. But one of the people that did it was my oldest daughter. Sorry, it's hard to talk about. Let's just say doctor said one more hit and I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Okay.
And it's just really hard to get past that. And I've not fed into her, I guess the therapist said it, the narcissistic supply, but
yes.
It's still, I don't know. I did.
Yeah. So, Jenny, before I continue on, are you open to discussing reincarnation?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's where some of this is coming from. It actually makes
me
feel
weird
very
that you say that.
It
wow.
makes
okay.
me
yeah,
feel
I was
really
literally thinking about that earlier today. I'm sorry,
okay.
It makes you what?
So can, it actually, when I tune into the energy of it, it makes me very nauseous. It makes me feel sick to my stomach. Now, as I see it, and this is how I've always seen it my entire life, we usually incarnate with the same people over and over and over. I would say almost like 10 times, you know, 10 lifetimes in a row, we've charted with these people that we put them as different characters in our life, if that makes sense. And you guys have been together many times before. However, sorry, I've got to throw some of this energy out because it makes me very physically nauseous. She has actually killed you in a past life before. And that is why it has triggered you so much in this life. And also, I mean, it was very brutal. There was a lot to the stomach. There was a lot to the throat. You might even feel like you can't use your voice or like have to constantly clear your throat or get sore throats a lot because of it. If you're getting
and
headaches frequently right now. Say that again.
I cough all the time. My jaw always hurts because she messed up my jaw.
Mm-hmm. And that happened
and
in the past life too. Yes. And the headaches too, that's all coming from past life stuff as well as this life. You have carried in the same vibration of what we call negative cell memory. So what I'm seeing is that she, there's a lot to this. She actually had killed you in a past life. You were both females at the time. She's trying to learn something and she didn't learn it in that lifetime. So you guys kind of signed up to do it again so she could try to learn the lesson again. And so far she hasn't, but you have brought that that negative cell memory or PTSD in with you again. And then when it happened again, it's just re-triggered everything. So what I would recommend to you is to find somebody like myself that can do some past life regression work on that. So you can start healing that, because not only did you have it in this lifetime, you had it in a previous lifetime as well. So you got like a double whammy, and that's why it's hard to forgive. That's why you probably are experiencing built up anger. Are you feeling like you're a homebody right now where you don't even want to go out into public anymore or something similar to that?
Yeah, I was agoraphobic for a little over 2 years. I go outside now, but I don't really leave my yard much.
Okay. And did that become the issue after this incident happened to you?
Like three other things happened that's within the same 18 months, you know, with other people too, but it was just like, wow, you know, I'm just like, if I go outside, somebody else is going to hurt me.
Yes. Yes. And I understand that that's PTSD from this life, but you, like I said, you also have a double whammy of it because it's happened to you in the past before. So, a lot of the stuff you're going through, I do believe can be cleared up if you were to do some past life regression hypnotherapy. And even just hypnotherapy in general too. I'm very big on that. I've been doing it for 11 years and I have seen miracles happen when I go in and talk to the soul and the energy and just remind you, you know, that was in the past. You're safe now. Your soul is really wanting to know that you're safe. You got a lot of anger going on in there in the body, a lot of anger. And I can feel that. And it's just like boiling to come out. So I would like, I'll give you a technique you can do at home for yourself. Okay. Spirit taught me this, by the way.
On that note, you know, like you said, you know, I have a lot of anger, but at the same time, I have a lot of anger because I tried to be nice all the time, but
okay.
I keep getting kicked in the teeth. Does that make sense?
Yes. That happens
and
a lot.
Like, yeah. And I don't feel safe by myself. I always have had big dogs. Like right now, I rescued a Rottweiler and he's like 180 pounds. and nobody will come near me, which makes me feel good.
Right. Well, but thank you. Thank you to the universe for bringing him in.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying thank you to the universe for bringing him in, you know, for as a protector.
Oh, he's wonderful. And his favorite song to sing is Killing Me Softly. He'll be in a dead sleep and that'll play and his head lifts and he howls and sings along. It's just cute.
That is so funny.
But I'm like his protector too, because before I got him, he was severely, severely abused. And they said he was unadoptable. Oh. And I'm like, well, that's not his fault. So
right.
A lot of patience and love, you know, and I have a few scars, you know, but he wasn't trying to tear me apart. He's trying to warn me, you know, I'm going to hurt you before you can hurt me. And
right.
Now he's like, he's my buddy. It took me a little over a year to just be able to pet down his back, you know, but he knows he's safe and, you know, whatever. Anyway.
So I'm going to continue on. With that. So when it comes to, you can do this to anything, but I would really like to work on the anger part. Spirit taught me that when we have something like that, like anger, jealousy, fear, any type of emotion, I want you to treat that anger as if it were a small child. Talk to the anger as if it was a small child. So what I would do, and I'm just going to tune in right now, is I go in. And Jenny, if your anger, would it be male or female? Just the top of your head when I ask you, is that anger male energy or female energy? What is your answer?
I'd say both. I've just been hurt by both sides. You know, worse, more by male, but.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to try it again another way. Pretend that anger is a small child. Is that small child male or female?
Female.
First thing that came to your mind, female?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you were to see a little girl and she was just really upset and she was angry and, you know, probably throwing a fit or maybe even crying because she's so angry, how would you approach her? What would you say to her?
That her feelings are valid and that it's okay, you know, to feel the way that she feels. But that she's safe now?
Yep. Yep. So what I do is I actually go into, and you'll play around with this, and you're going to start having a conversation. And first of all, I'm going to just let her know that I'm here. I won't come too close if she doesn't want me to come too close, but I want to know why she's so angry. And when I ask, why are you so angry? What's the matter with you? What does she say?
Why didn't you protect me?
There you go.
Not you, but the people that were supposed to protect me didn't.
Yes. And obviously there's nothing that we can really say to that. So what I mean, you know, that we weren't there to protect her, but I would just, you know, I understand you deserve to feel safe and protected, and they were not there. Nobody was there to do that. And you might not know who I am yet, but I'm going to keep you safe now. And you might not trust me right away. That's okay. But I'm going to take some time to show you that you are safe now. What is it that you need right now in order to feel safe? And what does she say? What do you need right now in order to feel safe?
Gosh, my head's going 100 miles an hour. I don't know. I feel safe when I'm inside my house. But I know I need to, you know, feel safe other ways too.
Yes. So all we can do right now until the answers start to shift is keep asking every day. You need your house right now. What does the little girl need right now in this moment to feel safe? Does she need a hug? Does she need to come in? Yep. Okay. So if it's a hug, then you visualize getting down and hugging that little girl. letting her cry, letting her, you know, rage it out if she needs to. And then I kind of continue to say, where you're at right now might not feel safe. So if you want to, you can come home with me. My home is safe. My home is protective. I've got these dogs. Would you like to come and feel the safety of my home? And then see if she says yes or no. And that is really how I start to work with any type of emotion and even physical pain as well. I just talk to it like it's a small child. When Spirit taught me how to kind of, you know, I guess bring that to life, like it was an energy, like it was a real person, I have literally been able to help my clients let go of emotions and physical pain as well, just by doing that. And then, So then you can also, Jenny, if I were to ask you, off the top of your head, the first answer that comes to mind, what color is your anger? What's the first color that comes up?
Blue.
Blue. Okay. And Jenny, what color heals the anger? What color heals the blue?
Green.
Great. Okay.
I mean, that's
so then what we do
is
the first thing that comes to mind is perfectly fine. I just take that blue wherever it's at in the body. I feel yours in the stomach a lot and make sure you get it all. And I just grab it and I throw it physically. Like I'm just grabbing it out of my stomach and throwing it into the air. And then I imagine creating a beautiful ball of green. And I just make this beautiful energy ball and I put it right back into where I took it from. And just imagine that green spreading out. And that's how I start taking care of those emotions, something you can easily do for yourself. And if you need to, please go back to the YouTube channel Moonstruck TV and find this, because it's recorded. It's always going to be there. And you can keep walking yourself through those steps, okay?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned stomach. I have literally probably... I don't even remember the last time I went a full week without either upchecking or having a stomach ache. And
Jenny,
I literally just had the drugstore bring me new medicine for my stomach.
Dang it. Jenny, I would love to continue this. I only have 30 seconds, so I have to get off the air. Please reach out to me let's connect another way, okay?
Well, welcome to A1R, and a lot of people really enjoy your show. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Good night, Jenny. Hey, everybody, it is time for me to jump off the broadcast. I hope to see you later next week at 8:30 Mountain Standard Time. Have a happy Wednesday and a good week. Bye, guys.